Chapter 14, A Framework for Conversing with God. It's time to turn on your curiosity. I'm about to teach you a straightforward process that has changed tens of thousands of lives and will change yours too. I'm merely going to reintroduce you to God and then get out of the way. He'll do the rest. The process, a dialogue with God. The God Talks framework is simple but profound, consisting of three steps. 1. Preparing your mind. This step involves quieting the noise of your conscious mind so that you can listen with your spirit. You'll use techniques like focused breathing and intentional prayer to center yourself and invite God to speak. Step 2. Asking God 2 questions. These questions are designed to uncover the negative beliefs that hold you back and reveal the truth that God wants you to embrace. Step 3. You'll then recode your mind with 2 statements. Using what you've learned from God, you'll create 2 powerful statements. I let go of the lie, and I receive the truth. These statements will help you replace old harmful beliefs with new life-giving truths from God. Again, you don't have to have any particular religious belief system for this process to work. If you're a little nervous, a little scared, or even a lot skeptical, that's okay. Just be curious. Turn off your inner critic. Take a chance that this will turn out for good. Because it will. In a few minutes, as part of this audio, I'm going to walk you through a guided God Talks exercise. You don't have to go at this alone, but before we get started with that, let me describe the process in depth. Step 1. Prepare your mind. When I ask people to close their eyes and prepare to connect with God, they often tell me the same thing. As soon as they do, their thoughts start running wild and they can't focus. Sound familiar? That's normal and it happens for a reason. Think of your conscious mind as a monkey swinging from branch to branch. It's constantly jumping around from one thought to the next, and the moment you give it space, it starts delivering reminders and to-do lists you've probably been ignoring. These distractions might be like, don't forget to pick up the groceries. What am I going to wear to the meeting tomorrow? I need to schedule that dentist appointment I've been putting off. Did I respond to that email yet? This mental noise is just part of freeing up your mind, so don't worry, it's completely normal. The key is approach it with patience and grace, not frustration. Trust the process. This is the beginning of preparing your mind to connect with God. The God Talks process isn't magic. It's rooted in how God designed your mind and spirit. When you align your spirit with His spirit, you open the door to clarity, healing, transformation, and divine communication. This process is not about striving or trying harder. It's about stepping into the relationship God has already prepared for you. It's about allowing Him to do the work of renewal and transformation in your life. As you begin to hear His voice and receive His truth, you'll discover a freedom, a joy, and a purpose that only come from walking in alignment with Him. Now it's time to take a step of faith. Find a quiet space and give this process a try. You don't have to get it perfect, and you won't be doing it alone. I'll guide you through the steps, but ultimately, this is about you and God. Now it's time to prepare your mind and take a step of faith. Find a quiet, comfortable space where you can focus without distraction. Here's what you'll need to do. 1. Grab paper to write on. Use something simple like a journal, a yellow pad, or a notebook. Anything you can write on. Just don't use your phone, your tablet, or your computer. Technology brings too many distractions. If you're using your phone for audio guidance, put it in airplane mode so that you can stay fully present. 2. Settle in. Find a comfortable place to sit. Take a few deep breaths and let yourself relax. 3. Breathe and focus. Close your eyes. Breathe in through your nose and out through your nose. Focus all your attention on the air moving in and out. Let go of everything else. If a thought pops up, like something you forgot to do, simply write it down in your notebook. Then close your eyes and return to your breathing. Quietly tune out distractions and allow your mind to rest. And then 4, invite God to speak. As part of preparing your mind, start with a short prayer or invitation for God to join you. It doesn't have to be formal or perfect, just speak from your heart. Here's an example. God, thank you for being here. Thank you for joining me in this process. Right now, I invite you to speak while I listen. I choose to hear from you and you alone. Amen. Feel free to use your own words, but take a moment to intentionally invite Him into this time. Just ask God to speak. This short invitation helps to center your mind, set your intention, and dial in your connection. In the God Talks audio that follows, I'll guide you with specific breathing techniques accompanied by music to slow down your mind so that you can listen. I think the audio is the way to go, but doing it yourself is fine too. Just do what's best for you. Now, once you feel ready, you go on to step two, asking God the two questions. This is where things get exciting. You're going to ask God two specific questions, and I want you to prepare yourself for the unexpected. Hearing from God is unlike anything else. He speaks to each of us in unique ways, but I promise you this, He will show up for you. And here's how you proceed. Ask the first question. What lies do I believe about myself? Then write down whatever you hear, see, sense, or feel without editing. Don't second guess what you're writing. Just let it flow. If you smell something, write it down. If you hear a random word or see a mental image, write it down. Whatever it is, don't overanalyze or filter it. Trust the process. Here's why. God often communicates in ways that might not make sense at first. He speaks to your spirit in ways that are deeply personal, and sometimes those messages unfold over time. Don't be surprised if what you write seems puzzling right now, but clicks later. He works in mysterious and meaningful ways. Then ask the second question. What is true about me? Again, write down everything that comes to you without editing. God may reveal truths about your identity, your worth, or His love for you. These truths are treasures. Capture them as they come, even if they feel overwhelming or hard to believe at first. This step is about uncovering the lies you've been carrying and replacing them with God's truth. Once you've asked both questions and recorded your responses, it's time to move to the final step. And that is step three, to recode your mind with the two statements. Now, this step is vital. While step number two reveals the lies and truths, step number three is where transformation begins. It's not enough to hear God's truth. You need to take it and recode your subconscious mind with it. This is how you break free from the negative contracts that have been holding you back. Think about it this way. Step two is the diagnosis, and step three is the cure. It doesn't make sense to go to the doctor, get a diagnosis, and then do nothing about it. The diagnosis is just information. Likewise, it won't do you any good to hear a new truth about yourself and then not recode your subconscious mind. So in step number three, you will take what you have heard from God and use your conscious mind to recode your subconscious with a new positive contract. Here's how it works. One, let go of the lies. Take each lie you identified in step two and create a statement to release it. You take the lies from step one and word them into a sentence like this. I let go of the lie that blank, whatever it happens to be. And then you go to step number two, which is to receive the truth. Take each truth you heard and create a statement to accept it. Then take what's true and insert it into the sentence. I receive blank. You'll want to speak these statements out loud. Use your voice and your body. Physically push your hands away from your body when you let go of lies, and place your hands over your heart when you receive the truths. This physical engagement reinforces the new coding in your subconscious mind. Don't hold back. This is your time to claim freedom and truth. Here's an example from Ed's book, God Talks. Maya heard the following lies. You are unworthy. You are ugly. You don't mean anything to me. But when she asked what was true, God revealed, you are worthy. You are beautiful. I love you just the way I made you. Maya's statements for step three look like this. I let go of the lie that I am unworthy. I receive that I am worthy. I let go of the lie that I am ugly. I receive that I am beautiful. I let go of the lie that I don't mean anything to God. I receive that God loves me just the way He made me. The bottom line is to take what you learned in step two and use it in a new subconscious coding for step three. Now it's your turn to let go of the lies and receive God's truth. Remember, this is a process. You don't have to get it perfect. The most important thing is to be open and willing. God is faithful to meet you right where you are. So let's get started. I'll walk you through the first of Ed's two God Talk exercises myself. I'm not as good as Ed, but you'll get the gist and still benefit from the process. You'll experience the power of hearing directly from your Creator. This is the beginning of a life-changing journey. God's truth has the power to set you free. Don't trust me, trust Him. For exercise 2, follow the exact same process, except replace the two questions with these two. The first is, God, what lies do I believe about you? Then the second question is, God, what is true about you that I need to know today? Even if it doesn't feel like it's working at first, keep at it until you break through. Repeat the process as often as you need to. God talks is about God Himself talking, and I assure you, He's ready to chat with you. Your challenge is to learn how to listen. If you don't give up, you will not fail. You need to change your words, to change your thoughts, to change your actions. And there are no better words than those that God will give you. Go ahead and get started.